Hey, we're live again, and now I'm with another awesome guest. This time it's with Jessica Jones Myers. How's it been?
It's been good.
It's been really good. You were one of my first guests on a Protectors podcast, and I'm honored to have you back on.
Ah, thanks. I appreciate that.
And you've been very busy. I know that.
I've been busy, per usual.
So, for the audience, Jessica is like a world-class athlete, triathlete, mom, and also an Army veteran. And I think that's kind of how you got into all this triathlete and stuff like that, wasn't it?
Kind of.
You took it to the next level.
Yes. Yeah.
So tell us a bit about that.
Which part?
The Army. Veterans Day weekend.
I didn't know if you meant how the Army played into triathlon.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Yeah, because I mean, the Army was a big part of your life.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I grew up in Houston, Texas, in a military family, I guess you would say. Although I feel like when you grow up in a military family, you don't really understand that, or it doesn't seem different or strange. I just meant that everyone in my family served in some capacity, grandparents as well. And so I come from a large family, and really early on, my parents were like, how are you going to pay for college? Because we're not paying for it. So all five of us ended up going to service academy. My sister went to Annapolis, and the rest of us went to West Point. But I also grew up a runner and had some success in that. And I was actually recruited a lot of places, so I could have run just about anywhere in the United States, but I really wanted to go to West Point. And that's where I went and graduated in 2000. Of course, 9/11 happened the next year. So the op tempo really, really changed. Because I think initially when I first went to West Point, I wish I could claim that it was like such nobility on my part. But I think at 18, it didn't really register completely what I was getting into. And I think you've got to remember we were downsizing then. In 96. So I kind of thought, well, I'm such a good runner. They're going to offer me an early out or, you know, something like that. So when I graduated in 2000 and 9/11 happened, the op tempo changed as an engineer, 100% in, you know, Army mode. I got out briefly in 2005 after being in Iraq. And during that time, I knew I wanted to be a triathlete, and I got, you know, more involved in that and, you know, decided to apply for the Army World-Class Athlete Program as a triathlete, and I ended up getting accepted. So I actually went back in the Army to be in WCAT for about a year and a half. It wasn't too long. Trained at the Olympic Training Center, and from that point, I met my future husband. We're not married anymore, but we're still good friends. And we had our twins, Rowan and Gwen. And so that's when I finally completely exited the Army, was in 2007. So at that point, you know, just doing civilian life. I've been very involved in Team Red, White, and Blue in the past for veterans, and continue to just serve in the capacity and support veteran initiatives. And that's where we are now.
Yeah, it's really cool. You have a lot going on, especially because I follow you on social media. And for everybody out there, where can they find you on social media?
Oh, so my Twitter and Instagram are at Jess Jones Tri, JessJonesTri. And then my Facebook's just Jessica Jones Myers.
And then you also have a website that kind of gives updates on who you are and kind of your background.
Yeah. And I'm with a coaching group called Vantage Point Endurance. And so that you can connect with me on there as well.
So what does Veterans Day mean to you? Yeah, it's kind of one of those questions.
Well, I think that you probably get this a lot. People tend to get Veterans Day and Memorial Day confused.
Yes.
And so, you know, I have to kind of explain the difference. So Veterans Day, you know, obviously I don't claim Memorial Day for me. obviously. But for Veterans Day, you know, I always get a very nostalgic, but, you know, just besides me, it's also a testament to my family, gratitude for service, for the opportunity to serve, not just for myself, but my entire family. And then, you know, when you're in the military, so many of your good friends and service members become just such big parts of your life, even if you lose connection with them, to remember your service time with them. And, you know, it's all, I feel, you know, people thank you for your service, but I truly feel like being in the military gave me such incredible opportunities. My entire life is pretty much based around my service time. So,
I agree completely. It's like without the military, I don't know if I'd be the same person I am now. I mean, I wasn't so bright before the Army, and then all the education, everything I got was because, hey, you know what? I had it from the Army and it kind of gave me a different drive. And you do find it a different family. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you do. And then, you know, so much of who is your support network. What is it that saying that you become the personality of the five people you're around the most?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I can't
remember who said it.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, but it's so true though. And I feel especially grateful for that because, you know, you meet such incredible people and you're around such incredible people. I think that when I got into civilian life, I didn't understand how important that was and how influential that was on my life. And, you know, for me with my family, it wasn't just friends, it's family members as well, who can relate and understand what being a veteran is, and especially a combat veteran. So, you know, I feel super grateful for that.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is like your drive is amazing. So I ask everybody, follow Jessica. She has a great journey. She's definitely not done with. And yeah. And is there any charities or anything you want to throw out there?
Charities.
Or anything you support or anything.
Oh, okay. Well, so, you know, if you follow my journey at all, not that anyone besides my mother who might watch this.
And Jason Piccolo too. So.
Yes. Yeah. In 2017, I was competing in Ironman Texas. And that was going to be my last race as a professional. And in that race, I ended up crashing because an amateur man crashed into me. And I ended up DNFing the race, which means did not finish. And then I ended up breaking my fibula in that crash. And then about 4 to 6 weeks later, found out I was pregnant.
Oh, wow.
So what ended up happening was that my, you know, at that point, I was 38, 39. I think I was 38 when this actually happened. But my birthday's in May. It was right before my birthday. And so in my mind, I'm like, I can't be a pro anymore. I've got now three kids, twins, and a small, I'm pregnant. You know, how am I going to do this? So I really just went into coaching capacity. I'd always coached, but that now I was building my business. And so, you know, I was good there and had Frankie. Everything's great. She is a really not wild, but very energetic child, which you would expect coming from me. But anyway, so
that's the truth. That's awesome.
In a crazy turn of events, you know, I really struggled with feeling like that my professional career ended in this DNF. I don't feel like that's who I am. You know, I have that mentality that you just keep going. And if you can't run, you walk. And if you can't walk, you crawl. So, so I think that's kind of the one piece that in my life, I wasn't very content with. So I'm trying to find contentment in that. In a crazy turn of events, actually, since talking to you, they announced that Tulsa would be an Ironman.
Huh.
So there's only 40 locations in the world that host an Ironman. And it's literally, the run course is literally 400 meters from my house.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you don't believe that the universe talks to you, they do. This will be my last pro race, May 31st. And really, it will be my last pro race. And really, the race, I feel like, is for me to feel like that I can complete what I started. Mm-hmm. And of course, I will continue to coach. And so anyway, so that's pretty exciting. And then the thing is, too, all these races always have significance for me as a veteran. I think that as a military member, we're trained to endure. And so that's exactly what Ironman is. And then, you know, I've always said from the beginning, when I first became professional, I kind of wavered if I was going to be pro or not. And then after I went to Iraq and came back, was like, I'm never going to be afraid of this, because this is actually not real fear. This is a fear to your ego. So I always think of this as I'm going to do this because I can. And there's so many people who don't get this opportunity. So I'll do it to the best of my abilities. And veterans really drive that for me. My little brother is on his fourth deployment in Afghanistan.
Wow. Right
now. Yeah. And he's got four kids. His wife is a saint. And you know, this was a kid that when he was under 19 was ranked number one in the United States as a triathlete for 3 years. So if this kid wanted to be a professional triathlete, he would be. But no, he's an infantry ranger in Afghanistan. So there are plenty of people who sacrifice more than we'll ever really know. And so these are opportunities for me that I just refuse to take for granted and continue to be humbled by.
Yeah. And you know what, this is Veterans Day 2019, and we've been at war for, you know, almost 20 years.
Right.
And, you know, only a certain percentage of us have actually gone overseas. So that's one of the reasons we're doing this stream and reaching out to people just like yourself who have served our country. And you have a long lineage of your whole family has. So, I mean, it's incredible.
Right.
So, yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. My father is a Vietnam veteran. My, grandpa is flew in World War II, Korea and Vietnam, career Air Force. Yes, so this is the service runs long in our family. So
absolutely. Hey, but, so we're going to keep in contact with you on social media. We're going to follow your journey to this next Ironman, and please post as much as you can, because I'm looking forward to this.
Will do, and I enjoy seeing you through social media as well. Let's connect soon.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Yeah, sounds good.
And I'll give you a quick hoo-ah for us Army people.
Oh, wait. I got one. Oh, shoot. Today's the Marine's birthday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my bulldog just ran off. I was going to put her on, but she just ran off. But
I know. I'm looking around for something with Marine stuff on it.
I know. My twins did just show up, and they will drive you crazy. So.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jessica. I appreciate you coming on.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, cool. Thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hold on one second.
Hey, what's up?
Who are you talking to? This is Jason.